prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
January is National Prune Breakfast Month.
Ooh.
Not much of a reason to get out of bed, is it?
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. Defense Secretary Mark Esper saying the U.S. is not pulling troops out of Iraq after an airstrike in Baghdad killed a top Iranian general. A letter from a senior military officer appeared to suggest a withdrawal was underway.
A parliament vote yesterday landed in favor of kicking out more than 5,000 U.S. troops who have been assisting Iraqi forces in the fight against ISIS. Now, President Trump did say the U.S. wouldn't leave Iraq unless the country pays America back for an expensive air base that the Americans did build here.
Fox's Trey Yangston, Baghdad. The Senate's still waiting for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to deliver articles of impeachment for the president's trial. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
This should not disdain our Constitution by rushing through a purely partisan impeachment process and then toying around with it.
Democrats argue McConnell can't be impartial after saying he would take cues from the White House during the trial. America is listening to Fox News.
All right, songs that make you drive too fast. Here is another suggestion following our high-profile personality jingle. Let's see. This should play really, really well.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Yeah, yes. That's it.
This is exactly what we're talking about. Robert Palmer, Addicted to Love. All right, clever use of sound effect. Can you be addicted to love?
Yeah!
How about you, sir?
Yeah!
You on drugs? Love is the drug.
The lights are on. At home.
God, you think I used to do this for a living or something?
That
this is
was
so much
great.
Fun.
Yeah.
And this all started because we were, as Al Sharpton would say, jitty, because Ricky Gervais just stuck it up their butt so perfectly. I got to tell you, I don't think I've ever seen a story that has a political tone to it catch fire the way this did today. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. And the only thing that is circulating, not quite, but almost as fast as what Ricky Gervais said, is how Tom Hanks reacted to it. Because he looks like he just ate a turd sandwich, and it's beautiful. Kevin.
Hey, I'm on.
Oh, I know you're going to have something good.
Okay, since you're on this banjo deal, what about Froggy Mountain Breakdown by Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs?
All right, hang on a second.
It's the Bonnie and Clyde theme.
I know Flattens Crocs. Hang on, because we're going to do this.
Now, when you hear that, you know you're going to hammer down.
All right, let's see how it works with our high-profile personality shout jingle, okay?
Right. Rich Thomas Weather!
How about if we play this music under your forehead?
Beautiful.
You like that idea?
Fantastic.
Really? Great.
Check, please.
I love Benjamin. Kevin, that was a great suggestion.
Hey, if you'd have stuck with that banjo for two more weeks, man, you'd be hammering.
Wouldn't it be great, like Steve Martin, you know, who is a brilliant band. If I could, you know, just riff on politics, and then when I need, instead of melting down, I could just play a little Foggy Mountain Breakdown.
There you go.
Thank you, Kevin. Great
therapy.
Call. Dwayne, is this
your... This is the last time I call, because I've got too much time on my hands.
Who does that song?
Sticks!
Really?
Ooh.
I was in the studio when they did it.
That song starts off perfectly for them.
It does. I like it, and we'll play it a little bit later in the hour. We got some catching up to do on Brant McDonald.
Yeah, Brant will be coming.
It'll be an interesting conversation. It always is, but especially, what did we hear, you know, Friday afternoon, all afternoon? This is an alert from Fox News. In the markets. Like I said, the media treated the killing of a man who was responsible for the death of hundreds, if not thousands, of Americans. They treated that attack on him like Trump had launched a missile at the Sister Mary Elephant. It's just sickening. They're so full of...
poo.
My face is contorted.
Yeah, your you mustache look like Tom is twitching.
Because I don't want to say the radio. 507, Brant in a moment. Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka is a company dedicated to restoring choices to lives that have had that. We don't even like to think about it, that it could happen to us or someone we love, God forbid. And certainly James Garrett and Tommy Johnson would much prefer that you never have to require their services. But life can happen. When it does, their business is to, A, make sure that the client they're working for has access to everything they need in their home, wherever they happen to be, by providing customized motorized equipment, ramps, rails, chairlifts for stairs, whatever's needed, so the client does not have to leave the house that they would love and prefer to live in. Restoring choices like the driving option with digital technologies, the VIM vehicles, voice command technology vehicles that Gulf States Mobility equips and sells on friendly long-term loan arrangements. Always say, they do great stuff. This is a house of invention at 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka. Please visit them on Facebook and like them for the great work they do for people not just here in the River region, but all over the southeastern United States, depending on Gulf States Mobility. 514-6590, again, 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka. Brant will be joining us shortly. It's 508.
Family is big around here. We're family-owned, family-operated, family-managed. And that means legacy. That means dependability. That means using Grainger. With over 1.5 million products and knowledgeable product experts, Grainger has whatever we need. And with same-day pickup and next-day delivery options, they have it whenever we need it. For over 90 years, businesses like ours have trusted Grainger. Because, like family, Grainger's got our back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
The new year is here, and I found the perfect way to shake up our shopping routine. It's Walmart's grocery pickup and delivery.
Oh, yeah?
We get the same prices as in-store, but at Walmart, they do the shopping for you.
So it's like a shopping shortcut.
A fairy grocery mother who just shops her grocery list so hard.
A secret sauce that makes running errands a cakewalk.
A life hack that hacks your life to get more life out of life.
Nice.
Use code WOWFRESH and get $10 off your first grocery pickup or delivery today. Walmart. Save money. Live better. Delivery fee applies. Delivery available in select markets. First order only. $50 minimum. Expires March 31st, 2020. Restrictions apply.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa announced he is entering the NFL draft. He made that announcement this morning at a news conference in Tuscaloosa. Plus, the teenage suspect in the shooting death of Lowndes County Sheriff Big John Williams was in court in Haneville this morning for his preliminary hearing. 18-year-old William Chase Johnson is charged with capital murder in the sheriff's death last November. A state investigator testified that Johnson admitted to shooting Williams, who was trying to disperse looters at a gas station in Haneville when he was shot. And Montgomery police are investigating a homicide after a man was found shot to death this morning. Police responded to the 700 block of Coliseum Boulevard around 1:30 a.m. and found a car that had crashed into a pole. Police say 19-year-old Eric Johnson was found dead from a gunshot wound in that car. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad can find their happy place in senior living. Let them show you what makes Caravita Village so special.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. After a great day today, we have a pretty uneventful forecast for the next couple of days. There is a slight chance of showers by late tonight and early in the day tomorrow as a front moves through the area. The overnight low temperature tonight drops to about 48. The high tomorrow on Tuesday should be up to about 60. Then we could be close to the freeze mark late Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. Look for some late week warming. For instance, I think we'll be in the upper 60s on Thursday. We're dry. Showers and thunderstorms with highs in the 70s on Friday. And then we're closely monitoring monitoring a potential severe weather situation Saturday and Saturday night. The details are still emerging. We'll keep you up to date. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASC and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Happy National Technology Day.
Technology is the sum of techniques, skills, methods, and processes used in the production of goods or services or in the accomplishment of objectives.
In other words, it's talking to a smart speaker because you're too lazy to get up off your butt and pick up your cell phone to get the weather report.
Technology is here so you can stare down at your phone so you don't have to have a serious conversation or interact with other humans.
Intelligent assistants are here so you can continue your self-absorbed useless existence while machines do all the work.
Happy National Technology Day.
Happy National Technology Day. Loser.
Ha 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 ha.
And there you go. It is National Technology Day. 5:13, we'll get back to our hot-button topic of songs that make you drive too fast. It's been a blast this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
But joining us first at 13 minutes after the top of the hour, Mr. Right on the Money. Our studio guest tomorrow, Brant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's going on?
I was quite pleased today because all we've heard over the weekend from, you know, all the usual sources is World War III, this Armageddon crap. So I thought surely the market would, you know, tank today or some horrible thing, and I see it finished up. I see nothing but green here, except for Disney went down just a little bit.
How about that? Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And listen, you know, I think is there a cause for concern? Absolutely, there is. There's no question. I mean, first of all, I totally stand with the president on the action that he took.
And me, you know, too. And I think 99% of our listeners as well.
Yeah, exactly. And so the question now becomes, what are the Iranians, what are they really going to do? What are they contemplating? You know, and it could range from anywhere from, you know, a few rockets here and there or whatever, all the way to the real sort of DEFCON 5, which is blocking the Strait of Hormuz, shutting off the flow of oil. That would not be good. That would certainly get everyone's attention and is the kind of thing that could send that region into a deep recession, could hurt the global economy. But the problem with that is they'd be cutting off their nose to spite their own face. I mean, we've already hit them with sanctions. They're dying a slow death economically already.
Yes.
And if they cut off their own oil shipments, you know, that's it for them. So I don't see that as an option. I really don't. I just I think that if it does escalate, and there really is probably a 50-50 chance that it could, my suspicion is we would see a market sell-off, probably something on the order of anywhere from, say, 3 to 7%, just sort of off the top of my head kind of thing. But my experience has been over the years when you have these little conflicts that flare up like this one, rarely does it end up being a full-blown war. It usually ends up being a skirmish that then settles down and we move past it. And any market weakness that you might see would, at the end of the day, prove to be a pretty good opportunity, you know, to take advantage of weakness. Because the thing about it is the fundamentals haven't changed. I mean, you know, yeah, we had this incident. It could get a little worse. But fundamentals are not going to change that quickly overnight. They just aren't. And I think that's what we saw today. You know, you saw a little bit of downside on the heels of a really strong December, you know, going into the year, very, very strong retail sales, most likely, right here on the verge of earnings season. No one wants to be out of this market for, you know, these institutions for fear that they're going to miss really good numbers. And so the minute we saw it going down, you saw, institutional money come in and start buying some of the tech names and some of the cyclicals. And that's why we, you know, we were down roughly 200 or so on the Dow earlier in the day. And then we ended up making all that back and going into positive territory by roughly 70 points. But certainly this does bear watching. We're going to keep watching it, and we'll let you know if we see things getting to a point that we would want to make adjustments or issue any sort of warning, if you will. But right now we're not too concerned about it.
What gets me, by the way, did you happen to catch or see the clip of Ricky Gervais talking to Hollywood last night?
Man, let me tell you, I did.
It's the feel-good moment of the year, even though it's only January 6th. It really is, you know?
I am sort of in shock over that. I just can't believe that he actually did that. It's really interesting. And then, you know, you see the clips or the pictures, the memes or whatever you want to call it, of the different actors and actresses in the room who were just sort of in shock.
Tom Hanks was the best.
Yeah, he was. He really was.
You know what it was? It was him calling all of them out for their virtue signaling and all these other things they do to make themselves feel better. I guess somewhere, a lot of them, knowing that they're making millions of dollars for pretending to be characters in a movie, whatever. And I don't begrudge them that. Nobody does. But I think somehow they feel like to justify the livings that they make and the lifestyles that they live, they need to let everybody know what great humanitarians they are by telling us how to lead our lives. And people are sick of it. Terry Gilliam, the Monty Python guy, said something even bolder. He says, I'm tired of white men being blamed for all the world's troubles. I think there's enough for everybody to take a share of the blame for the troubles that are going on, but they just love to, you know, it's the one group that has no protection in this politically correct era. And our blogger buddy, who will be on tomorrow before you come and join us, thinks this may be a new era of truth
coming,
which would be very refreshing. For a change. And you know, Ricky Gervais, the impact of what he did may have long lasting effects, and I kind of hope it does. But it was nice to see everything in green territory today, given how the old legacy media, whoever's still watching them, spending the weekend trying to amp up World War III.
Yeah, no, I saw that too. There's no way that's going to happen. It's just not going to happen. The Middle East, go back, I don't know how many decades you want to go back, but we're always dealing with issues in the Middle East. This is never going to go away. You know, maybe until the Lord comes or something, maybe it will. But outside of that, you know, we're always going to have constant issues coming out of the region.
In my lifetime alone, Brent, I've seen, I don't know how many treaties signed at the White House by different presidents, Ford and Carter, and it's all these constantly warring factions. That's still going on over there. Nothing's ever been settled. And now Trump today, I don't know if you saw this, this just broke a little while ago, has sent a letter informing, since the Iraqis got a little petulant about that missile takeout, he's getting ready to pull us out of there. He wants our troops home. He wants us out of these hell holes that are never, ever going to have a peace that they can live with. So why waste any more blood and treasure there, you know? It's an interesting letter. I will be putting that on Facebook a little bit later. So we're looking forward to your studio visit tomorrow. And friends, I hope you will call and ask questions about how you can get in on this continually amazing economy that we're living in. And take a look ahead. Brant's got a great skill at rounding up all the evidence and kind of giving us a vision for what we may see in the days, weeks, and months ahead. We'll be here to talk tomorrow afternoon, but make an appointment to sit down and talk to him in person and meet the team behind him at McDonald and Hagen at 387-0094. That's 387-0094. McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Brant, before we wind up, a question. What song if you hear it on the radio, might make you drive a little bit faster or more aggressively. What's the song that does it for you?
Oh, my gosh. You're catching me stone cold here, man.
I know.
Or want to roll down the window and let your hair blow.
Maybe some sort of Boston song. I like Boston.
Perfect.
Yeah.
You know.
That's perfect.
More than a feeling.
Yeah.
Better than that. Like that. No, more than a feeling takes too long to build up to the... but I've got one. I'll play it coming up out of this very brief break that's just ahead. Brant, thank you for the time, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Looking forward to it. I really am. Take care.
As we are,
bye,
too.
Brant.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
He mentioned Boston. More Than a Feeling's a great song. Long Time Foreplay, that's a great song. But they all kind of start at a lower level and accelerate. This one, Waste No Time. So let's go to our high-profile personality shout jingle and see if this one doesn't work.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Best one of the afternoon
so far.
This is sort of almost blasphemy, but Get Down Tonight by KC and the Sunshine Band. It was a good top-of-the-hour song in the 70s when I had my 4-inch wooden heel powder blue platform shoes.
I would have loved to have a picture of that.
4-inch?
Powder blue?
Hey. Wooden heels?
Platform?
Stained or gloss? Is this a table or a pair of shoes?
You know, one of my fantasies has always been to wonder what it's like to be the center of attention in a freak show. And that's what I'm getting from you two.
We thought you were going to say being tall.
I feel like the lady with horns growing out of her skull.
Hey, we can't imagine anything but flip-flops and now indoor-outdoor shoes.
I have revolutionized the feet.
Which you needed to in this kind of weather we're having.
Hey, watch. Now your hips are going to quit hurting.
Hey, that'd be nice. No, these are, they're by Hanes.
Oh.
And I was looking for something else on Amazon. You know, not during a show. I would
underwear?
Never shop on Amazon during a show. So I saw this indoor out there. They're very cheap, like $18, $19. And you'll note, they have a nice neutral style. So they go with jeans. They go with slacks.
They hide stains.
They go with sweatpants.
I don't really get too many stains on my shoes now. My shirts, you have to talk to Miss Song. She's had to actually surgically remove stains out of my shirt and sew them close together. But they're very comfortable, and they're indoor-outdoor, so if it rains, they won't get ruined.
Ah.
But they kind of have the feel of a moccasin.
And they keep your feet warm when it's cold outside.
That's nice, too, when you're out there grilling sausage for your morning crew at 4 a.m. Tomorrow, you know what? They'll make their debut tomorrow.
Steak.
Oh, man, one day, Rosie.
Food outlet at Top Sirloin for...
We'll be here for breakfast.
Yes.
Oh, are you kidding?
I'll let you know when I cook it, then you can come in.
Sweet.
Deborah sent me a Facebook message that says, "Oh, crap, I just got a speeding ticket."
Oops.
I certainly, Deborah, you would not be.
S-P-O-T-L-O-E. Okay.
All right. If you're seeking compensation because we made that happen, again, write to Seth Spotlow. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. What is this? I do my best to keep up with email and Facebook and everything, but it's a little out of control. I'm way behind. Oh, and I do have something serious to address when we come back. I'm going to play the Ricky Gervais clip coming up, and that'll be followed by a very appropriate little song saluting the people in Hollywood. Man, that was just so cathartic yesterday to have somebody have the guts to look those tuxedoed, self-aggrandizing, incredibly wealthy, virtue-signaling pizzwits and tell them, you have no idea what the real world is all about. Ricky Gervais, you are an American hero today.
He really is.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had an accident earlier in front of the Honey Baked Ham store on the East South Boulevard. This is as you approach Troy Highway. We are still showing slow traffic on the East South Boulevard as back as far as Woodley Road. Use caution there on the Eastern Boulevard. We have a lot of heavy traffic as well as Taylor Road and Atlanta Highway outbound from downtown. We now have a new accident on I-85 northbound between Perry Hill and the Eastern Boulevard. All right. It is slow traffic now on I-85 northbound as far back as Ann Street. If you're on 85 southbound merging to 65 northbound, we have a slowdown there. Use caution. We have a slowdown on 65 northbound at the Northern Boulevard headed up to Cobbs Ford Road. Very heavy volume of traffic everywhere on the roads this afternoon. Please drive carefully. Watch out for emergency vehicles and buckle up. If you're in a wreck wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home? Think about that. Because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello and welcome to the 77th Annual Golden Globe Awards, live from the Beverly Hilton Hotel here in Los Angeles. I'm Ricky Gervais, thank you. You'll be pleased to know this is the last time I'm hosting these awards, so I don't care anymore. I'm joking, I never did. It's the last time, who cares? Oh, Apple roared into the TV game with a morning show, a superb drama, yeah. A superb drama about the importance of dignity and doing the right thing, made by a company that runs sweatshops in China. So, well, you say you're woke, but the companies you work for, I mean, unbelievable. Apple, Amazon, Disney. If ISIS started a streaming service, you'd call your agent, wouldn't you? So, if you do win an award tonight, don't use it as a platform to make a political speech, right? You're in no position to lecture the public about anything. You know nothing about the real world. Most of you spent less time in school than Greta Thunberg. So, if you win, right, come up, accept your little award, thank your agent and your God, and...
Wag, wag.
So... It's already 3 hours long.
Basically, we heard the...
Wag, wag.
What he was in a street sermon saying,
screw off.
Mm-hmm. It was just amazing. It was a beautiful thing. It's something that millions of people, especially here in flyover country, because they hate us. The elites on both coasts just, you know, they're living great lives and they never have to worry. I can't believe what's going on in Virginia now. Over 110 cities and counties have now declared sanctuary status from the gun control laws that Governor Blackface is trying to impose on the people there. It's totally unconstitutional. But they want to confiscate guns. That's how the Nazis started. And that's why they call us the Nazis, because they're just mirroring their own fascist. We'll tell you how to live. We have a better idea about life than you do. Okay, let's go back to
happy stuff.
Songs that make you drive too fast.
Woo!
And especially sound good at the top of a musical hour. So we're going to play our high-profile personality shout jingle into something that may be one of the best we've had all afternoon in terms of songs that make you rock out.
Rich Thomas Weather.
It's the Steppenwolf. The lyric version of the song on YouTube, and I've never really understood the lyrics, some of them. There's one line here I'm waiting to see so I can find another lyric. Alright, this part here. Alright, like a true nature child.
Uh-huh.
I thought he was singing like a tenacious child. I don't know how many years have I been playing that. I never really knew. But I will say this about John Kay and Steppenwolf. The loudest concert I've ever attended, and my ears rang for 2 days. It was in a 4,000 seat at McCormick Place in Chicago. They didn't need to do that. I mean, there was a time when bands like, well, bigger is better, louder is better.
Yeah.
But no, the way they had it, I saw people leave during the show. And I'm not kidding. I heard like a high-pitched
ring for 2 or 3 days.
Tone, yeah.
It's
yeah.
ridiculous.
You can lose your hearing that way.
Oh, yeah. I listen to some heavy stuff. And if I go to something and I stand right by the speakers, it'll ring for 2 or 3 days. But it's totally worth it because, you know, an awesome band did it to you.
Yeah, that's great when you're in an age where you can recover your hearing. and I took Janet Halpin to that concert.
Oh, what number is she?
She would be number 73V-12. Travis!
Hi.
Hi.
So there's one song that always gets me going whenever I'm driving, and that's Black Betty by Ram Jam.
Oh, man. Yeah.
That song, if you ain't driving fast and you listen to that song, there's something wrong.
I love that tune, and let me see. I may have a... I don't think I have the sign of a pair. Let's try this. No, that sucks. I will give it a go if I can between now and 6. Thanks for the call. Good suggestion. Mike.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
Yeah, I've songs of... Like, any time I ever heard Black Sunshine by White Zombie...
Yeah!
I'd find my foot just about to the floor.
Dude! You're my man.
I was going to say the way that song starts.
I was going to say Thunderkiss 65, but Black Sunshine's even better because the beginning of it is what we need.
Yeah.
Just saying.
All right.
If you'd like a copy of everything Seth just said, send a stamp soldier's demo to Seth Spotlight.
That made me happy.
Thanks for the call, Mike. Eric.
Hola.
Hola.
There, no joke. That was just a song I was about to call. Me and Seth probably listen to a lot of the same music.
Yes.
I'm a Metallica fan, so, you know, the Four Horsemen, that's an awesome song to ride around to.
All right, hang on.
Black Sunshine, this is it.
All right.
I want to hear this, because I did not play a lot of...
Okay, thanks. Wait, give it a second. Once it gets past all this funk, it gets great.
Waiting.
Wait, it's coming. It's coming.
Today.
I'm on a residential road. Don't do it to me.
Wait. Got to build it up. Eventually. Yeah.
Too much of that is a bit of time. All right, now you're
good. Yeah, now you're good. Much better.
Cook it with gas.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. You hear it?
Yeah. All right. Now.
Gripping the wheel, his knuckles went white with desire.
Thank you for the suggestion, Eric. Good stuff. This is Brandon.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Brandon. Hey.
The Immigrant Song by Led Zeppelin.
Ooh. That is an awesome, awesome, awesome choice.
That, yes. And I was going to make a comment. I just read this a few minutes ago, talking about Trump and hitting Soleimani or whatever.
Yes.
Have you guys read that created a schism in Syria between Iran and Russia?
No.
So now there's like infighting in Syria. So now Assad is like moving away from Russia.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. You know, if that plays out, you know, then you know that's a big win for us.
It is. I think that's what the president has in mind every time he makes a move, and he's constantly underestimated or condemned by
like
the press.
10 steps ahead, you know, and you don't even know what's going on, and then we're, you know, 2 days later, we're like, oh, that's why that happened.
If he doesn't get 70% of the vote in November, I'll be shocked. Thanks a lot for the call, and a jewel made to shine.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought it was. I'm sorry. What did you say it was?
A jewel made to shine? Isn't that what you told me?
Yes.
Is that the song you want to hear, or is that your name?
Like a jewel made to shine, I was born to be wild.
Oh, they said in unison.
Okay.
Okay, now we got it. A jewel made to shine. I thought it was the other thing, like a two nations.
All right, buddy. See ya.
Good call. All right, 5:38. Let's see how the roads are moving.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have very busy, congested traffic from the East South Boulevard all the way around past I-85 to the Northeast Boulevard. It'll take you a minute to get anywhere on the boulevard this afternoon. And a new accident, Northeast Boulevard, just past Harley-Davidson. If you're headed towards the Wetumpka Highway, that's going to be in your lane. Watch out for emergency vehicles responding there. We've got an accident on I-85 northbound between Perry Hill and the Eastern Boulevard. We're showing slow and backing up traffic from there past Perry Hill and Street, and it is still backing up. 85 southbound merging to 65 northbound. There is a big backup there. Slow traffic into the merge. 65 northbound at the Northeast Boulevard. It is slow traffic from there up to 143. And we have a ladder on the road in I-65 before the interchange. If you're headed on 65 up with the interchange in front of you, watch out. We do have an officer trying to find it and get it out of the road. Keep your pet safe and at home with Invisible Fence. They've got both indoor and outdoor systems. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm on Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Come see us or dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, Marvin and Marianne from Gilligan's Island will be with you in just a second. Quick reminder, partner up with Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. When you need new tires, these are the people you want to see, because like Georgia Floors Direct does with flooring, they now have personal relationships with all the major, any brand of tire that you prefer, Michelin, Goodyear, Kelly, they got overstocks on those. They get it at a wholesale price and quote you a price that includes installation. No games. Don't look at these ads that say buy three, get one free. What you're getting is not a good deal. They play it straight at Don Duncan, and they accommodate your need in whatever way they can. If you need to drop your car off and get a lift to work or home, they can do that and pick you up and get you back with your car later. Just order it up. At all three locations, Highway 14 in Millbrook, Don Duncan downtown at 408 Madison, and on Bell Road just north of Albany.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. The teenage suspect in the shooting death of Lowndes County Sheriff Big John Williams was in court in Haneville this morning for his preliminary hearing. 18-year-old William Chase Johnson is charged with capital murder in the sheriff's death last November. A state investigator testified that Johnson admitted to shooting Williams, who was trying to disperse looters at a gas station in Haneville when he was shot. Plus, Montgomery police are investigating a homicide after a man was found shot to death this morning. Police responded to the 700 block of Coliseum Boulevard around 1:30 a.m. and found a car that had crashed into a pole. Police say 19-year-old Eric Johnson was found dead from a gunshot wound in that car. And Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa announced he is entering the NFL draft. He made that announcement this morning at a news conference in Tuscaloosa. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. After a great day today, we have a pretty uneventful forecast for the next couple of days. There is a slight chance of showers by late tonight and early in the day tomorrow as a front moves through the area. The overnight low temperature tonight drops to about 48. The high tomorrow on Tuesday should be up to about 60. Then we could be close to the freeze mark late Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. Look for some late week warming. For instance, I think we'll be in the upper 60s on Thursday. We're dry. Showers and thunderstorms with highs in the 70s on Friday. And then we're closely monitoring a potential severe weather situation Saturday and Saturday night. The details are still emerging. We'll keep you up to date. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We've been borrowing Rich's shout jingle to set up. We're, you know, doing a thing on songs that can make you drive a little bit faster. I had one of those somewhere, my own little jingle. Seth, one of the cool things, and I hope you get to experience this as you grow into the business. Here it is. I found it. It's an amazing thing the first time you have your own name jingle. That means a group of singers stood around the microphone. And you, I think it's somewhere in Dallas, Texas, they do these, and they shout out your name. So we just received this as a great. The song makes me drive too fast, and it's kind of ironic because of the name of it.
Break it down.
Pardon me, I did not work the way it was supposed to. Figures, because I'm using mine, right? All right, here's take two.
Break it down.
Oh, could we take a little bit longer? Time for it, 5:45. Songs, I mean, I Can't Drive 55, that was certainly timely in its time when we had the stupid, one of the most unpopular laws ever passed, 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. Now we have energy independence, and the libs want to take that away. That's why okay, every time somebody fired a rocket at somebody else's butt in the Middle East, the next day gas prices would go up 20 cents or we'd have shortages. We're energy independent now and we're getting out of there. They can do what they're going to do. It's been wars that have been going on before we were all born and will continue after we're all gone.
That means we can crank the speed limit up to 75, 80.
Yeah, because we got plenty of gas.
Woohoo! Are you telling me that they made all the speed limits on the Interstates 55?
Yes, whippersnapper. That's what I'm telling
really?
You.
Really? That's ridiculous.
Oh, it was horrible.
And that was back when trash was all over the road?
I remember in the 80s, driving from Fort Lauderdale to Orlando took 4 hours, and I got stopped for speeding once because they used to put these marks on the road, and some stupid single-engine airplane would be up it, and they would stopwatch you between marks on the road. And if you were going usually 65 or faster, they'd catch it. I'm driving a vet. There's nothing. There's nothing like being in the middle of nowhere in a Corvette going 55 miles an hour, especially with your crazy-ass second wife who's making you nuts. Marvin.
Yes. How about Blackfoot? Train.
Oh, already been there.
We played that
we
already.
Played that.
Yes, we did.
But that speaks to your good taste. That's an excellent song.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. I'm sorry you didn't catch that. Mary Ann from Gilligan's Island.
Hey, good afternoon, you handsome gentleman and beautiful lady.
It's for you,
thank
Seth.
You.
Hey, Mary Ann, how you doing?
Hey, Seth. Hey, Rosie. Greg.
Yes.
I just got to ask one question. Mm-hmm. Is there any way you could surprise Rich with any of this stuff this afternoon if he's not listening? Might be catching a nap, you know, or might be out walking Bailey.
Rich Thomas?
Yeah. His jingle, I'm sorry to say this, your jingle's really short. His is better. Oops, sorry.
Well, it's because it's got another word in it, for one thing.
Yeah, well, he's got the chorus line singers behind him.
Yeah.
These were such really good suggestions this afternoon, although I don't want anybody wrecking in the morning.
Now, Marianne, let's compare sizes here. Here's mine. Here's Rich's.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Definitely bigger.
Yeah
they're bigger. Singing slower, too.
Hey, Greg,
yes.
On yours, okay, how about Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress?
That is one of the best ever.
Ooh.
It's
how
one
about
of the best
that
ever.
One behind yours? Because I love that song.
All right, I'm going to play
although
that.
Although I'll never be one.
I'm going to do a break here. It's just such a great image. Long, cool woman in a black dress. Mm. Usually with spaghetti straps.
Yeah.
About 3-4 inches above the knee.
And fishnets.
Okay, I love you guys so much. Happy New Year to all of you. I'm still listening every day, Greg, and still shopping at Food Outlet, okay?
I'm so glad. I hope I run into you there again one day. Thank you.
You will, and I really love you guys. Thank
Happy
you so
New
much
Year
for what
you.
You do for us. Bye.
Thank you, Marianne. She's so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
She definitely is. I'm just, could I get that lucky that that song is already in? No, it's not. You think Long Cool Woman? No, I have Longfellow Serenade. One of the worst. I was listening to a Jewish comic on satellite radio over the holidays, and he was talking about, you know, their family was the only Jewish one in the neighborhood, and everybody had these big inflatable Santas and Christmas trees, and on their front lawn they had an inflatable Neil Diamond. And I just thought that is one of the funniest things I have heard from a comic in a long time. So I will cue that up. But first,
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Sometimes this electrifying story changes from morning to afternoon, but not today. As we started the show after we got through the William Tell Wake Up at 6:10, our electrifying story was the one we've been playing all afternoon, the one that will continue beyond this show and into the days ahead. Something we'll talk about with David Blackman, our Texas buddy blogger, tomorrow. and that is Ricky Gervais having the guts. You got to understand, you know, he's in the entertainment business. They could turn on him, but if they're smart, they won't. Because turning on the guy and freezing him out will only prove the point we've all been making. You're not allowed to be a conservative in Hollywood. Have you seen Patricia Heaton on anything since Raymond ended? Obama compelled a lot of conservatives in Tinseltown to make their feelings known. And that, when you have stalwart examples like Harvey Weinstein and some of these other people that are power brokers running the business and still doing business by the casting couch, they can make your career disappear. We had a friend of mine who worked in South Florida radio for many years, an incredible voice talent, who introduced us, and this is going back, gosh, 8-9 years, to the, it was called the Lincoln something. It was actually an anonymous gathering of conservatives. The Lincoln something, I can't remember. But they would have meetings so they wouldn't feel alone and to protect each other. Because if your conservatism became known, and especially when Obama was president, you were done. But there's plenty of pictures out there of fat-ass Hillary and pervert Harvey hanging around with, the Epsteins and the rest of the pervs in the world. It's a serious, it's something that Terry Adams has really brought out, too, during his radio work. But for Gervais to come out and say that, he said, I don't care. Had to be said.
That's awesome. That's such an American thing to come out of somebody that's not even American.
And for Terry Gilliam, in a similar vein, maybe we are, as David, we'll talk to David about it tomorrow, heading into a new era of truth. But Terry Gilliam said today, he's the Monty Python producer, he's sick of white men being blamed for everything. Why? Because it's convenient. Everything is our fault. Nobody takes responsibility for anything on their own, and that's not a healthy condition for the world.
Patricia Heaton is coming back, by the way, Greg. She's got her own sitcom running this season, Carol's Second Act.
I have to check that out because I love her.
Yeah.
I absolutely, not just because of her political opinions. She's hot.
Yeah.
Who was she?
Well, conservative women generally are. Patricia Heaton.
Like,
everybody loves Raymond. She was his wife.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I've seen her on one show.
Raven-haired woman. She's
funny.
She is the female Rich Thomas in the she's
adorable.
Thank you. 554. So, Mr. Electric, you don't have to wonder anymore who's going to take care of any of your electrical needs, whether it's repair, installation, a checkup. Those are recommended, especially if you live in an older home. Electric fires are thoroughly destructive. You don't want that happening. Call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. For whatever your need happens to be, they do on-time appointments. They don't say, well, we'll be out there between noon and 8 p.m. They treat your time with the respect it deserves. So if they say they'll be there at 2, if that works for you, that's when they're going to be there. They give you, let's say, like we had security lighting we wanted installed. They told us what it would cost up front, and that's what we paid. No surprises. Top-notch certified master electricians who do great work and tidy up after it's done, so all you're left with is the result you called for in the first place. 245-1566 or visit MrElectricOfMontgomery.com.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Family is big around here. We're family-owned, family-operated, family-managed. And that means legacy. That means dependability. That means using Grainger. With over 1.5 million products and knowledgeable product experts, Grainger has whatever we need. And with same-day pickup and next-day delivery options, they have it whenever we need it. For over 90 years, businesses like ours have trusted Grainger. Because, like family, Grainger's got our back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The new year is here, and I found the perfect way to shake up our shopping routine. It's Walmart's grocery pickup and delivery.
Oh, yeah?
We get the same prices as in-store, but at Walmart, they do the shopping for you.
So it's like a shopping shortcut.
A fairy grocery mother who just shops her grocery list so hard.
A secret sauce that makes running errands a cakewalk.
A life hack that hacks your life to get more life out of life.
Nice.
Use code WOWFRESH and get $10 off your first grocery pickup or delivery today. Walmart. Save money. Live better. Delivery fee applies. Delivery available in select markets. First order only. $50 minimum. Expires March 31st, 2020. Restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. This is what we've got going on. I-65 northbound at the 6585 interchange. We have an accident there. It is past the merge to I-85, and we're not seeing much of a backup right now, but there probably is a little one. Watch out for that one. Hopefully, they're going to get that out of the way quickly. Another accident, I-85 northbound between Perry Hill and the Eastern Boulevard. They've got that one over on the left shoulder now. All lanes are open, but it's going to take traffic a few minutes to merge by, and traffic is moving very slow by the officers there. Just be patient. Northeast Boulevard, right near the Intech. If you're headed to the Wetumpka Highway, it's going to be in your lane. We believe that that one is out of the way. We're not showing much of a backup there, but we do have high volumes of traffic still around Montgomery on the East Boulevard, East South Boulevard, and on 85 and 65 through Montgomery. Please use caution wherever you are. The 2020s are here at Reinhart Toyota. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted and shop inside at Reinhart Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? You have questions and the Vance Law Firm has answers. Dial 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
President Trump's top ally is Republican Bradley Byrne.
Work hard, right wrongs, fear God. Those were our values growing up here, and I've always fought for them. When Alabama's two-year colleges were full of corrupt politicians, I drained the swamp and helped put politicians of both parties in jail.
Bradley Byrne supports President Trump 97% of the time. He's Alabama's number one pro-Trump fighter.
Whether it's building the wall, banning abortion, or confronting Adam Schiff on the impeachment conspiracy to remove President Trump and undo the 2016 election, I'm a proven fighter for the president, and I will never allow the radical left to remove him from office. I'm running for Senate because I've spent my life righting wrongs, and Washington is next.
A man of God, a pro-Trump Republican, Bradley Byrne for Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's our show, but the joke's on you, because we got paid anyway.
I'm going home to live my creepy, pathetic life.
I'm going to have to ask you and your party to leave.
Slap yourself very hard in the face, then leave.
Could you just leave the room, please?
Leave me alone.
Leave us alone.
I have to undergo